No matter where you are, it's Texas Standard Time on this sixth day of March 2019. Happy Wednesday one and y'all, I'm David Brown. Dear Rodeo Houston, next year y'all ought to just cut to the chase and do a formal Selena tribute, okay? What do you say? That idea from the Houston Chronicle this morning with a review of Camila Cabello's solo debut in black cowboy hat, sheer gloves, and thigh-high boots before a packed house of 55,000-plus. Now this Miami girl is getting ready to be a rodeo girl. Tonight I get to live my cowgirl dreams, she told the crowd, before launching into a set that echoed hometown hero Beyoncé in terms of energy and then offering what the Chronicle's Joey Guerrera described as a gorgeous rendition of Selena's Dreaming of You. In so doing, she became the fourth Rodeo Houston performer, count 'em four, to honor the Queen of Tejano, following Casey Musgraves, Prince Royce, and Cardi B, Guerrera writes. A 2020 full-on Rodeo Houston salute to Selena, an idea whose time has come. Perhaps it's long overdue. Let's hear from you at Texas Standard. But first, let's focus on the kids, shall we? This is serious business indeed. We now have two plans for fixing Texas schools, one in the Texas House of Representatives and one in the Texas Senate. Now, wait a minute. Fixing may be a bit too ambitious a word. With all that ails, from failing schools to problems with standardized testing to equitable funding for school districts to pay for educators and deficiencies in special needs education, just to list a few things, no legislature is going to fix Texas schools in a single session, but we, as we are learning from Claire McInerney, who covers education at KUT Austin, there are some serious ideas making serious headway, and we need to understand what's at stake. Claire, welcome to Texas Standard Studios.
Yeah, thank you.
So you were at the Capitol yesterday when the House Public Education Committee Chairman, one Dan Huberty, and the Speaker of the House, Dennis Bonin, unveiled their proposal. Mm-hmm. What's the total price tag and what's it supposed to do?
So they are proposing a lot of things in their plan. The main thing is getting $9 billion more dollars into schools.
$9
billion. A big change is they want to increase how much money a school gets per kid mm-hmm. by almost $1,000. I think a big thing a lot of people in Texas will be interested in is they're trying to reduce the recapture fund, mm-hmm. or what we call Robin Hood. That really affects places like Austin, Houston, some rural parts of Texas.
When you say trying to reduce, does that mean you take away less money from the wealthier school districts or what?
They are going to do a 4-cent across the board property tax reduction. So people could see a lower property tax bill. This came out of a commission that had met in the interim that said, we can't rely this much on a few communities to fund the whole state.
Yeah, the rich communities.
Yeah, right. Property rich. But
well,
so they want to reduce,
that is a big change. That is a
big
change.
It's huge.
$9 billion, though, mm-hmm. is that something that's sustainable, or is this just a one-time $9 billion injection that they're describing?
They want it to be sustainable. And Representative Huberty from Houston, who's the chair of the House Ed Committee, has been really advocating for this for 10 years. He has said, especially after lawsuit after lawsuit, and the state Supreme Court has weighed in, like, we need to be better about funding our schools and not relying on this property tax law. He feels like this is a long-term solution. It's supported by both Republicans and Democrats in the House. It'll have no trouble getting through the House. It's what the Senate will do. But they're adding a lot here, including they want to add money to send any low-income 3- and 4-year-old to preschool.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so there's a lot of programs in this bill. It's not just, oh, let's reduce recapture or add more money. It's a more holistic approach.
This is, rather ambitious indeed. As compared to what we've been hearing from the Senate side, mm-hmm. which I understand just passed, it's across-the-board teacher pay raises.
Yeah, they want to add $5,000 to the salaries of all teachers and librarians. But yesterday, House Speaker Bonin kind of said, that's not school finance reform. He called them out. He said, we're looking at pre-K. We're looking at supporting teachers' base salary. We're looking at rewarding teachers who teach in challenging areas. We're looking at property tax reform. He's like, we have a plan. Mm-hmm. You guys are just throwing $5,000 at a salary.
Boy. So I guess what he seems to be suggesting, too, is that you might not need to reconcile these two packages, but it definitely is a challenge to the Senate to come up with something that is more comprehensive. Has there been any action in that regard on the Senate side, to your knowledge?
No, this is also new. So we'll see once this House Bill 3 moves through the House and once it switches chambers to see how they take it up.
So the Senate side hasn't even announced that they are going to have a big unveiling of an education
plan.
Yeah,
no, we don't know if we'll see anything like this or if the pay raises is all they have up their
sleeve. I have to admit, I'm kind of surprised that here we are moving into March and lawmakers haven't been distracted by some social wedge issue or something along those lines. Do you get a sense, as you talk with lawmakers, that they're really focused on getting something done with education by the end of the day here?
I think so. I think recapture has pushed most lawmakers here because we have people in suburban areas, people in urban areas like Houston and Austin, mm-hmm. rural areas. So many people are paying into recapture right now, right. and it's hurting their local schools that I think lawmakers from all different parts of the state and all different backgrounds are hearing from their constituents, this is what we care about. We don't care about anything else. And we saw that in November. Some people had close margins. So I think it kind of was the wake-up call to school finance that they needed. And then people like Representative Huberty, who have been working on this for a long time, are ready now with mm-hmm. ideas.
Claire McInerney covers education for Home Station KUT Austin. Claire, thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.